You know, if you study the scriptures very often in your life, you will find that scriptures you read time and time and time again will somehow appear to you in a new way. Well, the Gospel of John is one of my favorite gospels, and the 13th through the 17th chapters of the Gospel of John are some of my favorite chapters. And last Monday, as I was beginning my week and focusing towards this weekend, towards this worship experience and towards a sermon, I read that verse at the beginning of this scripture lesson. It says, "If you love me, you will keep my word, you will keep my teachings, and my Father will love you, and we will come in and make our home with you." That just jumped off of the page to me. Somehow it had never hit me like it hit me Monday morning. The awesomeness of the fact that God would dare choose to make his home in us. You know, we're big about talking about Christian homes and what a Christian home ought to be. But it made me think, you know, we can't make a Christian home. Having a Bible on a coffee table doesn't make a home Christian. Having volumes on the shelves of a family library that deal with Scripture doesn't make a home Christian. Having prayer at meals, though it's good, and we talked about it with the children's song this morning, does not make a home Christian. In reality, we can't make our homes Christian. God does it. And he does it by dwelling in us. If we obey the word of Jesus, we show that we love him. If we obey what he taught, God loves us. And then God does an amazing thing. God comes and dwells in us. Jesus said, "We will come and make our home in you." Make our home in the person who obeys the word. God is Father. God is Son. God as Holy Spirit says, "I will make my home in you." Think about that. Is God at home with you? Is God at home within you? What kind of home have you prepared for God? Jesus has said, "We want to be there. We want to be in you. We want to make our home in you." Now, what kind of home have we prepared for our God? Is it a wonderful home? Have we opened up every part of our lives to this God of ours? To this Christ? To his Holy Spirit? Or do we try to keep God in a closet? Or maybe not even in a closet, in a little drawer somewhere, and pull God out when it's convenient or when we're desperate? God says he wants to make his home in us. He wants to abide in us. You know, I sometimes wonder if he'd be very happy abiding in me during the week, because of the thoughts I think are not always the purest thoughts. Some of the things I do are not the best things. Sometimes I sin, and I don't think God likes living in this home called Michael Hale. It's not a very great place sometimes, but it ought to be. If a holy and loving God, a God who would give his only Son, sacrifice him on the cross for the sins of the world, loves me so much that he would want to come and live in me, I ought to make him a wonderful home. But I forget. And Monday morning, it just had an impact on me. What a lousy job I've done making a home for God in me. I really hadn't looked at it that way before. I've always been trying to make a home that he would be proud of in the Hale household. And, you know, I slip and I fall and I don't always do the right thing as a Christian. But he doesn't want that as much as he wants to come and dwell inside me. And when he dwells in me, and when he dwells in Jane, when he dwells in our children, then truly we have a Christian home. And that's the way God creates the Christian home. He transforms each of our lives in a mighty way. But how much of ourselves are we willing to give to him? How much of ourselves are we really willing to open up and say, God, I'm yours. Come in and fill me and make this a wonderful place for you to live. Make me a wonderful being that reflects your love and your kindness and your grace in the world around me. And do you know, that's been a challenge for me all week. And I bring that challenge to you because it opened my mind in a new way of how much God wants to be a part of our lives. That if we obey the teachings of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, they, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will come and abide with us. And Jesus goes on to say, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. He was telling the disciples before this happened, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be a counselor, to guide you, to bring to remembrance everything you need to remember and know so you can obey me, so you can be the person I want you to be, and that we, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, can make our homes in you. Especially on this day when we come to celebrate God's sacrifice on the cross and the giving of himself as the bread from heaven, greater than the manna that the Israelites received in the wilderness. He gave himself, his body, his blood, to feed us for everlasting life. And this morning, he invites you to reenact a drama that has been played out around this globe for almost 2,000 years. And on that night that he was betrayed, he broke the bread and he picked up the cup and he prayed over both of them and said, this is my body and this is my blood shed for you. When you do this in remembrance of me, I am in you. When we take that bread and we take that cup and we receive that through our mouth, Jesus is saying, I'm with you. I am in you. I am making my home in you. And am more real in that moment than any other time in your life except baptism. It's what we call the real presence of Christ. I don't know how it's done. Theologians have argued it for centuries. But by faith, when we receive communion, it is mystically transformed into the real presence of Christ Jesus. And it's a way to remember. He chooses to make his home in us if we obey his word. And part of that word is to invite us to receive the cup and the bread. You were invited to receive that cup this morning. We're going to use the method of intinction as we share together. When we present our offering this morning, we will bring forward the cup and the bread. And we'll present it to God. We'll give thanks over it, just as Jesus did. And when you receive it, you can experience the real presence of Christ into your life this morning. Isn't that wonderful? He wants to make his home in you. I want that for my life. I want to make a better dwelling for my Lord and my God. I hope you do too. And we have that opportunity this morning as we receive him into our lives. Let us pray. Gracious Father, how good you are. How loving, how intimate. For a great and holy God to dare to live in us as sinners when we surrender ourselves to your Son, Christ Jesus, and are filled with your Holy Spirit. What a joyous time it is when we come to your table. May we experience your real presence in a high and holy way this morning. For we ask it in the name of him who gave himself, his body and his blood for us. Amen.